JD and CeeLo Green. That is a class remix, isn't it? The Sia remix of Believer on your one-stop shop for dance music, and makes me want to get into the old school section and drop some trance classics. There we go. So I've promised you a little bit of El Brentos of Sunderland. Brent Anthony is in the house. Brent, welcome back to Dance Revolution. How's it going, my man? You all right?
How are you doing, Scott? I'm very well, thanks.
Good. Right, so Brent, last time we saw each other, bumped into you kind of in between seasons in Tonic and Sunderland, and You've done your winter thing, you've done the summer thing. Are you cheating on us? Are you starting to prefer winter season over the summer seasons? What's your favourite at the moment?
I do quite prefer that. I'm starting to prefer the winter anyway. I do a bit of snowboard when I'm out there, so it's all good fun. It's a bit, it's completely opposite of the scale, you know, like during the summer you're lying on the beach, but obviously when you're that far up in the Alps is a bit more dangerous, a lot more to do, you know.
Now, you make it seem like you do loads of snowboarding. What my interpretation is from your Facebook updates is that you can't snowboard at all. What are you like? Have you got any better?
I'm not too bad. I do go snowboarding, but I'm quite accident prone. So, I fractured my wrist on the nursery slope with the children.
Oh, God.
I think I've knocked a few people over as well, where paramedics had to come and check an old woman, but I'm not too much about
that. Imagine it to be like a scene from Hot Tub Time Machine. That's what I'm picturing.
Yeah, something like that.
Class. All right, so then you've come home, and obviously you take advantage of Graham, same as me. Graham has got a studio in his house, and I'm always dying to go around and have a look and see what's going on. So you've done a collaboration with Hiast. How did it come about? What happened when you got back?
Well, I've known Graham for quite a long time, you know, we've been good friends. And he's into his music, he's into quite the same type of music as me. So when I make music of mine, I'll always invite him down, you know, pop down. And he come down just because I haven't seen him in a while, and I was busy on making this track. Mm-hmm. And it was just going to be an original one, but he said the last time for this track, well, the remix was done of London, London Headache, he just says, oh, have you heard the vocal fit? And I was like, no, I haven't actually, and I had to listen to it. And then we just started playing about music, and then we went from there, and then we've got that remix that we put out last weekend, and we've been working and just finished off an original called Thinking About You with a fantastic vocalist from London called Kirsty Spence, and we finished it off and we've just getting it signed.
Class. Okay, so the remix that you've done with Annabelle England, right, that's a free download. Where can we get that at?
You can go to SoundCloud, or if you go over my Facebook, just search Brent Anthony on Facebook. If you want to go to my SoundCloud, there's loads of stuff on there. I've got loads of sets. I do a monthly mixes called Shake, and then all my free downloads in there. So just search Brent Anthony on SoundCloud, and I'll be the top one on there.
Okay, now, I always refer to you as being the guy that can find a vocalist, so the pressure's on this Kirsty Spence, because I remember the very first time that I played Karen Harding, it was on one of your tracks, and you were the first person that had kind of done a major track that I was playing on my show as well. What's Kirsty like, then? How did this whole Kirsty collab come about?
Well, basically, it's hard to find decent vocalists because, you know, you'll get stuff back and they'll give you samples. They won't be professional. It'll just be someone singing at the phone, and then sometimes they'll be like, oh, well, I haven't got my equipment. Can I come to yours? But they're from down London or Scotland or somewhere. And you're like, it's not really going to work. But you do find gems who have got the old equipment. You know, they do it. They put effort in it, and they want to do it professionally. So I think I had someone on Facebook. I just put, has anyone got any vocalists who would be interested in doing an original collaboration? Someone typed Kirsty in it, and then she sent it a sample over some work that she'd done. I thought she was absolutely brilliant. So I sent her the track. She loved it. She sent me back by the next week. Normally it takes quite a while. By the next week, she was in the studio with her producer. She sent us over a draft. I loved it. I gave her a couple of kind of alterations, which I thought would have fit. So she went back in the week after and sent me back the next version. And then that was it. I was happy with that. And it was perfect.
That's pro. That's a true and utter pro now. So you're now back in the northeast of England. What are you loving then, kind of bar and club-wise? Have you got out much? What's your faves at the moment?
Well, when I'm home, I mean, I'm not home for long. And I think this year is the longest that I've been back, and it's only for a month. Normally, I only come back for a week or two. Mm-hmm. But when I'm back, I always like to go out to Lawlers in Sunderland, if we're talking about the Sunderland area, just because I've got quite a few friends around there, you know. But one of my friends, Chris Bongoni, I'm sure a lot of people know him in the northeast, for music as well, being a DJ. He's just opened a fantastic bar in Sunderland called P's and Q's, which I'm sure you'll have maybe popped in.
Oh, we've been.
I went in last weekend before I was DJing at Laura's, and it's absolutely fantastic. I mean, the guy's done a great job. So if anyone's out in Sunderland, I would highly recommend going down to P's and Q's and checking
nice
it out.
One. And then future collaborations with Hiast, is there more on the horizon?
I'm seeing Graham tomorrow. basically, I've got a few originals that I'm keeping back, but because a few of my VSTs have kind of knackered, he's coming down with his Mac, so I'm going to borrow his MacBook, and I'm going to have a play around. I'm sure we'll come up with something.
Class, and he's DJing in Revs tonight as well, hence why he's not on the phone with you right now too. So right, let's do this then. We're going to play it. This is Brent Anthony and Hiast and Kirsty Spence, Thinking About You on Dance Revolution.